This is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it come to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to avoid, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, this your time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah, this is the man mindset. This is the man mindset.
All right, what's up? Hold on, let me see here. Got a little shit. My shit dropped. Hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second. Let's see here. Let's get the beats down to shit. Hold on 1 second. Let's go ahead and give your boy 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second, guys. Give me 1 second. I got to adjust the lighting in this motherfucker. Let me pop this shit up before we kick this shit. Here we go.
Guys, we always tell you that tricks, lies, gimmicks, manipulation, and being indirect is some bitch-ass shit that weak people teach and soft people do. Welcome to the E-Zone Show, where women tell you the truth about their thoughts when it comes to men. Just go to www.themanmindset.com and click on free stuff. Because sometimes just being an honest man with women is enough.
All right. Here we go. I had to fix that shit. Ah, here we go. We good now. Let's do that shit. We good now. All right, let's do this shit. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. We're going to chop it up. Shout out to everybody that's listening to the show right now. What's up? Shout out to the 383. Give it much love to y'all guys out there. Guys, the man mindset. We're going to be kicking it. Kicking it right, getting y'all some game right here. We're going to be talking about things that y'all have mastered that men can never master. That's what we'll be talking about today. So, gentlemen, as always, before we kick everything off, we just got to kick everything off right to let you guys know that this is a show. Everything we talk about on this show, 100% us, nobody else. Nobody else is talking about this kind of stuff. So just know if anybody's talking about that, it's coming from us. Go ahead and like, subscribe, and share. Hit the notification buttons. We got you. Also, for all you guys who don't know, please get your lazy ass up. Go to the toy store, dollar store, Walmart, Target. Get a 100-piece puzzle set and throw the box away. Dump all the pieces out and put the puzzle together. Take your time. If you're ready to learn game, the way we teach it. Also, guys, we ask all you guys out there, if you're listening, go ahead and get your notebooks out. If you got a question, put a Q in the question. If you are talking to a woman, you don't know what to do, put a W in there. What you want to do is very important to the game. So we want to make sure that y'all got everything well, rehearsed, ready to go, and ready to lock in on the show. So let's get it. Let's eat. You know, like I said before, what we're going to be talking about. Oh, also at the top of the hour, I keep forgetting, at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about top of the hour. We always do the creed. And if we get to our 150, if we get to our 150, what we'll do is give everybody a special shout out for a minute. That's what we always do, to say thank you for the 150 out there, for the likes and all other stuff. We really appreciate that stuff. But let's go ahead and get it and chop it up the way we do it, man. Let's do it. So as I said before, we're going to be talking about something that, men, it's a level that a man cannot reach, that the most of you guys are not only reaching, but you are the master of reaching that level. And that's what we're going to be, that's what we're going to talk about. Okay. That's what we're going to talk about. And that level is a mountain in which a man can never climb. I can never climb it. Lucario can never climb it. 50, Zag, Angry Man, Miles can never climb that mountain. It is a mountain in which that we will never be able to touch or climb, because it is something that is probably the most difficult mountain for us. And it is so difficult for us that we're not even thinking about climbing it, not one thought. And when that mountain comes and presents itself to us, we do not even want to fuck with that mountain. But it is a mountain that you have mastered, and it is one that you are better than us in something, and it's that mountain. And that a mountain is that mountain of losing. The mountain of making excuses and failed expectations. The mountain of trying to win sympathy from women. The mountain to try to beg women to be with you when you don't know anything. The mountain of flawed trying and failed achieving and failed goals and weak objectives is a mountain that you guys are masters of, and one that we cannot climb at all. It is a mountain that provides you with reasons to explain why you're good enough. It is a mountain that tells you to be a high value man. It is a mountain that tells you to be an appeal. It is a mountain of theory, a mountain of lies, a mountain of manipulations and deceptions and gimmicks and all those things. It is a mountain that men cannot, will not, or will ever be able to reach. Let me bring in this call real quick. We'll continue. Area code 954, sir. What's your question? What's up?
Steve, I already know you might go off, but why are you so mean to motherfuckers, man?
What's your question, man?
My question, okay, when callers call in, obviously these guys are rookies, but you always got to go off on them and, you know, crack jokes on them and insult them and shit.
Is that, well, okay, but why do you care?
Okay, if I'm calling
you're not,
in,
if you're not,
help.
Wait. You're calling in to ask about other men. That's pretty fucking gay and pretty fucking weak. Why do you care about
saying? There you go again. There you go again.
I can't help
you. There you go again.
Well, then don't listen to me, brother. Take your bitch ass on. I'm not here to explain myself to you, motherfucker. Why do I gotta explain myself to you, man? Why don't you just go take your ass over to people that want to collar your weak ass and go? Why? What do you want? I mean, I don't want you to think about what you're doing. How old are you? You're a grown man asking about other men when you yourself got problems with women. I can hear in your voice you got problems with women. I can hear in your voice you're soft. I can hear in your voice you don't have any game. But yet, you want to call and ask me? Wait. You want me to explain my, you want me successful to explain myself to you, loser? Is that what this is? You want me to explain myself to you? You want me to answer to you, human, surface dweller? What do you want? I mean, my God, this is not gay time at the Apollo, brother. What do you want? Are you serious? You got to be kidding me. You actually think this is mean? You actually think this is mean compared with a woman will do to soft motherfuckers like you? Running motherfuckers like you? Matter of fact, man, I don't know what your girl told you to call. Because I know no other man's going to call asking no shit like that. So what can I help you with? I am trying to help those that need help on my station. How can I help you, sir?
My man, you did nothing but spend the last 3 minutes exerting feminine energy, man.
You're
is
right.
Really,
and I'm gonna spend 1 second and hanging up on you. There you go. That's it. That's what we do, dog. Come on, man. And you can't, man. Listen. I'm gonna continue what I'm saying, but this motherfucker's on the mountain. This is why most of y'all lose, because you expect the world, you expect life, you expect time, you expect the game, and you expect those that have busted their ass to do what? To sit on our ass and wait for your lazy ass to come around? To sit on our ass and just reward lazy behavior? Reward excuses, reward poor me. Do you think that's what we want to do? And then because we are successful and you're not, you expect us to not only explain ourselves to you, but for us to kowtow to weakness? If you don't like, hey, listen, you can know I've been doing this for a while, and you know there ain't nobody that can spit flavor like I can. There's not one motherfucker that can talk the way I can. And you actually think you'll get on my level thinking like that? It ain't going to happen. But this is what I'm talking about. It's the problem with a lot of these guys out there. They're exactly like this motherfucker right here. You don't want to do any work. You don't want to do anything for yourselves. You're lazy, you're shiftless, and all you do is make excuses. And you actually think that I'm mean and I laugh at you compared to what a woman is going to do to your ass when she smells that your pussy is tight? Are you serious? But see, this I keep telling you, this is why the game ain't for everybody, okay? This is why I keep telling you that, okay? All right? And that's what I'm trying to say. And Viv, let me do you a favor. Let me show you, because I'm terribly mean. Let me show you something, Viv, okay? Viv, this is not for you. I appreciate you hanging in here, but this is not for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do you a favor, and I'm going to go ahead and block you before you block me and tell you to get the fuck off the station, because this is not for you. You see what I'm saying? I'm doing you a favor. Because if you want to question me, then this ain't the right place for you. I'm not the right guy, okay? I'm not the right guy, all right? That's what I'm trying to say to y'all, okay? So he's gone. We move on to game. But, yeah, you just can't have. You just got, this is for real men that want to win. Again, like I was saying before, and I apologize to all my dogs out there. I'm not done ripping you motherfuckers a new asshole because that dumb motherfucker called in. But as I said, the mountain that you live on, okay, the mountain that you live on is a mountain that men cannot reach because you don't have big goals. And a lot of you feel that you aren't capable of being and achieving anything. These are choices that you have made. But I promise you, if you get around a real one and you want him to explain himself, then that's not going to work. This ain't going to help you win the game and stuff. See, the thing that happens to a lot of you guys and why y'all lose and everything is that you expect everybody to feel sorry for you. You expect everybody to stop what they're doing for you. You expect everybody to say to you that, oh, man, let me stop what I was doing. Let me stop making my way in the world in my way, and let me stop so you can catch up. Oh, wait a second. I'll wait for you to sleep an extra 8 hours. I'll wait for you to sit on your ass and make excuses. I'll wait for you to stay home. Don't worry about it. We got all day because we got all the time in the world. So let me wait for you. And this is why a lot of people don't win, and this is why they lose. Okay? Because it's you guys that get in your own way through the excuses that you constantly make for not having enough, whether it's enough money or enough women, for not achieving anything that you want to do. I don't even know how to handle a problem, and most of all cannot handle that life does not give a fuck about you. All the opportunities that you have with stations like this, 1950, Lucario, Miles, Zag, all them men out there, Angry Man, that are there to help you out, you don't even want to take those things because of how you, it's the language that you have for yourself. It's the things that you say for yourself. But wait a second. I think there was a few questions. Hold on. I missed a few questions. Hold on real quick. Let me grab a few questions before we continue because I do want to take y'all questions and all this other stuff, which is very important to me. So let's get into this. Let's see. Is a man's value really determined on how many women he slept with, like some dating coaches say? See, EM, listen. What you got to understand, and this is what's hurting you right now. I appreciate the question, but as a man, you should be thinking. This is a thinking man's channel. But I ask you to look at your question, and I want you to think. If the game is not about women, then what the fuck are you talking about? If the game is not about women, what the fuck are you talking about, big guy? See, the problem is that because you worship women, just like all these other guys out here, you want to believe the false things that they tell you. The game will never be about women, no matter how bad you want it to be. You know, because 1950 made a good point. Whether you sleep with 200 women or 5 women, it doesn't matter because 5 women can do more for you than 200 women could. So does it really matter if it's 200 or 5? What are those 5 women bringing to your life? What are those 5 women doing for you? What are those 5 women bringing to your throne? Any man can fuck anything he wants. That's how easy it is. But it doesn't matter if it's 5 or if it's 200. It still doesn't matter to a man because the game does not matter to a man when it comes to women. But if you think your value is tied into a woman, then you're in the wrong place. I'm glad you're asking the question, but this is not the place to worry. We don't talk about comparing what we are and how we move to a woman. A man does not think, a man does not move that way. But if you want to move that way, this is why you lose, because you have a mentality to listen without thinking. Because if you know game ain't about women, why the fuck would you listen to a dating coach that tells you your value is determined in a fucking woman? Are you serious? But this is your problem. You don't have no game, and you're running around trying to find something. But like I say, appreciate the question, but, man, you need some serious help, man. You need some serious help with that, brother. How do you find your core? You go and get some coaching. We can begin the process of finding your core. And you don't want it. You don't want to find your core. You just want somebody to tell you something that makes you feel good for a few minutes, and then you're going to go back to finding another YouTuber to tell you the same thing. You don't really want to find your core, brother. Guys like you just say that shit. Look, just say hi and hang up because I don't want to hear your mouth. I will allow you 714 to say hi, and then I'm going to hang up on you. Other than that, I don't want to hear your fucking mouth. So I'm going to open you up. You can say hi to everybody, then I'm going to hang up on you. So go ahead and say hi to everybody, man.
Hey, Steve. Hey, I want to say hi to the surface dwellers. That's it. Okay, can you toss me back in?
All right. That's all you can do. That's it. Toss you. That's all you can do. You can't be on this channel no more talking the shit you talking anymore and stuff. So let me see here. Well, okay. The most effective dating profile introduction. I would say go ahead and go to this the dating profile through the sex toolkit that I have for you to show you how to talk to women. See, the biggest problem that y'all have is most of y'all guys think that you've got to be something different. And the biggest problem for a lot of guys out there is that you're trying to fit what you think a woman wants you to hear versus letting her know what she needs to know. But you can't do that if you don't have a mouthpiece or game. A lot of you guys will read a bunch of women's profiles. And then what y'all will do is y'all will take the information they tell you And then you'll try to tell her, make it to Cupcake and tell her that you're that nice guy. You like to take long walks and all that other stuff. Man, I can laugh at it. Let's do something. Let's do something for a quick second. And let's pull up some dating profiles, okay? Let's read some of these things that y'all motherfuckers be doing to fuck up with women, thinking y'all got game and stuff. It's even worse on top of that. You don't even know how to be unique. And y'all guys actually think taking a photo is game. A picture is not your personality, gentlemen. So if you want to take a picture around some friends to show a woman that you are a busy guy, or you want to take that serious picture to show her that you are a thinker and all that stuff, that doesn't mean anything. Because guess what? As soon as you start talking, you're going to reveal your truth. And that's what I say for a lot of guys. You're going to reveal your truth. Let me see here. Hold on. Let me see here. Hold on. Let me see here and pull this up. Guys, I want to call in. You got the number. We're here for a minute. Let me see here. Let me pull this up. Hold on. Let me see. Let me read some of this shit that these guys be saying, man. Let me read some of this stuff. And then I can't make any of this up. Pretty down to earth. Enjoy spending time with family and friends. I guess everybody does. Okay. Also appreciate spending my free time doing sports, Netflix, dinner, and travel around the world for work. It brings me amazing places. If you want to join me, explore them. Do y'all really actually think that's going to get her wet between her ears? Giving her a bunch of boring information? Y'all actually think when y'all say this kind of stuff that women are really going to be interested and look at it and say, oh, my God, he's a family-orientated guy. But the funny thing about it is most of you guys just want to fuck. So why are you even trying to be a family-orientated guy when you're not even trying to do that? This is crazy to me. Let me get this other question right here. Does consistent introspection and self-reflection lead to finding your core? Is that a different process? No, you need to be a student of the game, sir. You're just saying shit to be saying it. You're just saying shit to be saying it. You don't even know what you're saying. You're just saying shit. Let me read this one. Hello, my name is Mike. All right. This guy says I have a tiny D-I-C-K as it is. And my man, Jesus Christ. Let me see this guy. This guy. All right. This guy right here, reading this one right here. Back in Amsterdam for 2 years in Milan. Okay. He's talking about he's a little bit chaotic. He lost his keys and found them back in the fridge. I know how to make good pasta. And y'all actually think that women find that stuff attractive. They don't find that attractive. But as I say before, go ahead and ask your questions. I got you. But, you know, climbing this mountain that y'all are masters of climbing, that no, a man cannot climb, is based off of how you think about yourself. Most of you guys, even before you make a profile, I'm going to tell you why you automatically lose. No matter if it's making a profile, going at a bar or a club or something like that, it is why you always lose because of how you actually talk to yourself. You say things to yourself that you know you're not confident enough to do this. You know, either you don't have enough time, don't have enough money, you're not educated enough. You'll say you don't have enough experience. You'll say it's either too difficult. You don't know where to begin. I don't know how to start. It's all about luck. Nobody's going to believe in me. I got to find the right time to do it. Everything is holding me back. The squirrels outside to the leaves in the trees are holding you back. I'm afraid of worrying about what women are going to think about me. I'm making a mistake. The world is tough for me. The world is hard. I got to find the right people to hang out in. And, you know, if I do that, it's just a risk to it. So I'm not going to do it. What's the benefit in that? And I tried it before. It cannot be done. How am I going to deal with all these problems and issues? And I'm just not creative enough. Nobody's going to understand me. Why? And this is what I'm saying. Before you even walk out your house, think about that, man. This is before you guys even walk out your house and you wonder why it's not working out for you. It's not working for you. And the fact that you think it is going to work for you is why you lose. Because let me tell you something. These women don't care about, they don't care about all that. It's either you know what you're talking about or you don't. That's it. That's what it's about. And when you don't do things for yourself, it is going to show to these women out here that you just don't have it. And let me tell you, you can't fake confidence. You can't fake being an asshole. You can't fake being a man. And every time you type something, every time you make a profile, every time you send a text message, you don't even know that she already knows what you are, and you don't even realize that. But yet she's smart enough to play dumb to make you think you know what you're doing when she's actually leading you every move and every turn that you make, and you don't even see it because you're too busy climbing that mountain. You're too busy trying to reach the summit of that mountain, the tip of that mountain. That's all you're doing. And then you're wondering why you lose and why things are going wrong for you and why you can't do it correctly. Because everything that you are doing is then reinforced as soon as you go on YouTube. Remember, most of you guys believe in numbers equals knowledge. If there's a lot of numbers, the guy has knowledge. Then what you don't even understand is how can one even reach his core when that one is trying to be somebody else that he doesn't even know who he is, and yet he's trying to be somebody else. But all these things that you do keep you stuck. You want all these wonderful things to happen in your life, but are you deserving of those things? You think it's your birthright to have a woman in your life? Think about it. But you can't have anything wonderful because even if you have the opportunity to have something wonderful, you would self-sabotage it because you believe that you're lucky. And do you actually think a woman wants to be with a man who thinks that being with her is lucky? You think you're actually lucky? Wow, I'm lucky because, wow, she's giving me a little play. I'm lucky. That's not game. That's not how game works, gentlemen. And that's why a lot of y'all guys don't win when it comes to that stuff. Because you're not seeing it. See, in your mind, for all my guys that have worked on our bids, and you got the coaching for it, you know exactly where I'm going with this. All my guys who got their coaching and has been working on their bid, you know exactly where I'm going at this. Because the average surface dweller has automatically always had his mind thinking that the world, the game, and women is a straight line from point A to point B. But see, those that have game overstand the reality of the game. And they understand that that line zigzags, it waves, it loops, it goes in a knot, it shifts to a point before it even hits to that beat. And they also know, because they are doing their puzzles, all those that are actually being coached right now are working on their puzzle pieces because they're starting to understand that it takes more work than they even probably experienced or even thought of in this to even actually begin the process. But when you first set out and all this other stuff, man, it changes everything when you actually see what game actually is. It changes everything. It does. It's a beautiful thing. But it changes everything. It moves everything over. The goalpost stops moving. You start to see the field. You start to see the crowd. You start to see the building. You start to see everything versus the way you're seeing things right now. And this, the world is wrapped up in a rainbow. And everything has to be perfect, and everybody has to talk to you kindly, and everybody's supposed to be nice to you, and everybody's supposed to treat you good, and everybody's supposed to look at the good things in you, and everybody's supposed to help you along your way when you're falling and all that other fairy tale shit that you came out with. And I don't even want to blame mom on this. We can sometimes even blame dad on this for telling you guys and giving you a false sense of what's out that door. Everything is competition. And everybody wants to win. And if you don't have that conquer mentality, you are going to lose. And the sad thing about most of you guys, even with that line, is the unpredictable way it is and how you will experience. But as a man, he is ready for that. And not only ready for it, the reason he doesn't have roadblocks and obstacles is because he already has it figured out before it even happens. He already has it figured out before it happens. So when it happens, he doesn't stop. He doesn't take a step back. He doesn't look for a way to go around it. He doesn't try to find a way to go over it or under it and all that. He just goes right through it and continues on his way because there are no problems when you are a man. There are no quote-unquote situations with the woman. You're not got this situation with this woman. I got this situation with it. No, no, no. It's something you created. There are no, you create the situations. You create the situations, but you can't see that. But as men, they see through the roadblocks because they've already created the roadblocks and created what to do when the roadblocks come. And they know in moments like that, this is what's going to define them as a man, either the commitment that they have to themselves and believe in themselves to go through that roadblock, or they're going to just take a step back and cower and say, well, the roadblock is too long, so I'm going to just wait till hopefully it goes down enough so I can barely climb over it because I know I'm just not good enough. I can't help it. I mean, all these excuses, and it's a shame that a lot of y'all guys think this way, and a lot of you guys think that you actually going to win, okay? You're going to win. And student of the game, please, I beg you so much. I welcome on you to the show, but I watch and read y'all comments. So if you please, if you feel that way, I ask you with kindness, please get your fucking ass out of here. Because you're not gonna poison my students with fucking bullshit ass rhetoric. So please be in here if you got a question to ask, but don't go telling people what you know nothing about by sitting here and saying that. Because these men are here to think as men. They're not looking at things. They're not looking at frivolous things outside of themselves like you are, sir. So I ask you kindly, either please be quiet or ask a question. But please don't make statements like this because we don't do that here. Okay? We don't do that here. Okay? But see, again, how do you define game? Game is all about what you think about yourself, sir. It's how you maneuver yourself in this world. You know, I was telling a guy today I was coaching. I'll kind of give y'all something on that, using numbers, because I like to make this shit kindergarten to a lot of you motherfuckers because y'all don't know shit. So I like to make it a little kindergarten for you. Let's just take, all right, let me show you something. You want to know what game is? I'll show you what game is. It's very easy. This is what game is. That's what game is. You want to know why game is this? Now, hold on, wait. Before I say this, guys, I gotta say this. Hold on a second, guys. Wait a second. I'm about to say nobody's talking about. First time y'all going to hear this. So if somebody's bringing this up, you know where you got it. Yada, 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 yada. You want to know what game is? This is what game is. Well, why is this game? Let me explain the why. Because this will always be A in the winter, the spring, the summer, and the fall. This will be A in the nighttime. This will be A in the daytime. This will be A at 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, or 7 o'clock. This will be A if it's snowing outside, raining outside, thundering outside. This will never change. This will be A in 2022. This will be A in 3468. This will be A in 1764. If you want to know what game is, it's this simple. It's this always being this, and this never changing to anything but what it actually is. Not for anybody or anything. Always be this. That's how easy game is. If you want to know what it is, it's this. It is a symbol. It could be an A or a B. I don't care, or a number. Doesn't matter. It never changes. It will always remain the same. It will never change into anything else for anybody. And it is only for itself and nobody else. It is not here to explain itself to you. It's for you to understand it. And that's why you went to school, to learn A, B, C, D. It's always been there. But it's not here to say, please learn me. It's saying, I'm going to show up to the fucking party. You better study me and learn what I am. This is what game is, if you actually want to know. But see, that's how deep it is. See, for the man that sees this, let me give a shout out to William. Thank you very much, man. Appreciate this, man. Appreciate the love, man. Thank you very much. Much love to you. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. Very kind words. But as I'm saying to you guys out there, that's what game is. And this is why you can't see how easy it is. Because all you do all your life is you're going to YouTube where somebody's telling you that this is a B. Or you got to worry about squares, circles, numbers, colors, shapes. You got to worry about the weather, the wind, the birds, the bees, the trees. You got to worry about everything but this right here. And this is why y'all complicate this. This is not complicated at all. As long as you are who you are and stand on who you are and define yourself about who you are, you don't have to explain yourself to anybody. They need to learn you and understand you. But see, you can't do that climbing the mountain that you're climbing right now. Most of you guys, unfortunately, lines open if I want to call in, are climbing the mountain. These excuses that you make to yourselves, okay? Instead of taking ownership, instead of taking responsibility for all the situations that you're in, how can you blame a woman for the fact that you're scared of a woman? How can you blame a woman for the fact that you don't know what to say to a woman? How can you blame, how can you get mad at a woman when you're so damn thirsty, you're worshiping her, you're trying to fuck her? I mean, come on, where is it her fault at? Where did she get fault? Oh, but wait a second, Steve, it's not fair for a woman to use a guy. Wait a second, hold on. Let's be honest. You know you're the motherfucker that's begging her out. You know you're the motherfucker that's trying to impress her. You know she isn't even interested in you. But what you try to do is try to take her out to make her feel good about herself, to try to think that you get some sidebar pussy by taking her out. But then when she doesn't do it, you want to blame her. Oh, but what about the women that are that have bad relationships in court and stuff, Steve? What about those women? Well, wait a second. You knew she wasn't shit when you first met her. You knew she wasn't shit. But because you wanted ass so bad and you worshiped her so much, you took on the bad behaviors. You knew she, when she started yelling at you and disrespecting you, what did you do? You went to go get her some flowers and everything. When she fucking told you off and told you you ain't shit, what did you do? You went and grab her a Christmas present. When she maybe started making you sleep on the couch with holding sex, what'd you do? Valentine's Day, what'd you do? You bought her some fucking boxes of chocolates. You took her out. So you can't say, and then all of a sudden, when she's actually really mean to you, which she has been the whole time, oh, you finally wake up this one moment and say, oh, my God, it's not fair. Oh, my God, I can't see my son because I'm with this woman that's angry and bitter and mad. You knew what the fuck she was from the get-go. But yet we want to blame women. We want to say that it's their fault. And you know I'm not trying to protect no women, but I'm going to keep that shit all the way a buck with y'all guys. Guys, I want to call in. Y'all know the numbers. The Dean, Man Mindset. If you got a question, go ahead and put a question in there or whatever. We got you and everything, okay? Just shout out to you guys. Get the exit and everything and stuff, man. So I just finished a bit of my puzzle. I learned a lot from it. What's my next step? Well, your next step is go ahead and get the coaching. But what I would say to you is do the puzzle over. I don't want you rushing it. Keep working on it. Don't rush it. Get some coaching and start your pathway. That's what we're trying to do. Anyway, guys, if y'all want to call in, y'all got this. I got y'all covered. But let me continue what I'm saying to y'all guys. See, y'all don't, so many guys out there, man, think about the wrong things when it comes to the game. You think about women. You think more about women than you do yourself. But as I said before, I just showed you what the game is about. But even if you knew the game was about this, and I don't mean the letter A. That A is you, whatever you are, your name, your fucking last name. Let me clear it up. That's because I know a lot of you guys that say, well, Steve, you told me my name was an A and all this. All right, hold on a second. Let me show you the game. This is the game right here. I'm sorry. Let me bring it even less than kindergarten. This is the game right here. Your last name. What does your last name represent? Not to the world, but represent to you. But see, most of you guys, you won't understand this because you guys don't have any drive, dedication, motivation, or discipline for yourselves. Okay, you will always run, and you will always run from this right here. It is the worst thing that you can do as a man. Like I said before, one thing I always tell you, and I'm the only one tell you this, is that, yes, some of us were taking the last names of our masters. It's like that. But some of us did come from below the boat. Some of us came above the boat to the Americas, and we got a last name or had a name. Maybe some had a name before they came in, whatever. How they got your name, you got your last name. But there is no pride in your name. Your name should have the same pride and discipline that you will see on an Amazon building, a Microsoft or Apple building. You should have that same type of pride, okay? See, when you have this kind of pride, you stop making excuses and you begin dedicating yourself to your name, because that's all you got at the end of the day. But what is your name to everybody? See, most of you guys, your name means nothing because you mean nothing to it. You don't care enough to even cultivate your name and let it mean something in the game at all. You just don't do that, okay? And this is what hurts so many of you guys out there, okay? All right? This is what hurts all you guys out there. And see, this is why most of you guys can never win in this game, because most of you guys out there don't know the pride that one must have in his name. 757, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's up? What's up, Steve? Shout out to the man mindset. I got a question for you. Okay.
Sure, what's up?
Let's say, and I'm talking about myself. You have a rotation of women, okay?
Yes.
And you have one that is she's like your main chick, right?
Yes, sir.
But you had a previous situation with another female, and she was everything that you was looking for, but you kind of fumbled the ball, and then you messed up.
Then she wasn't everything you're looking for. You didn't fumble the ball. You just made a choice.
Well, the thing is I messed the situation up.
I disagree. You didn't mess it up. You chose to do it. Okay, you didn't mess anything up. As a man, you chose to do what you want to do. It was just the only problem you're having with is you're having a hard time standing on with the choices that you make. You didn't do anything wrong. You just made a choice.
I made a choice that wasn't part of the agreement.
What agreement? The one to yourself? Or don't tell me agreement that you had with a woman. What agreement are you talking about?
It was a mutual agreement that I had with the woman, yes.
Why would you? What kind of blasphemy is this? What kind of mutual agreement would you have with a perk? No, I'm serious. What kind of agreement would you have? Tell me.
Well, I had an agreement. We had a monogamous agreement, right?
We had a monogamous agreement. Wait. How long were you with this woman for?
Probably about 4 years.
First off, you're with her for 4 years, and if you haven't married her in 4 years, you did the right thing. Why would you have a monogamous agreement with a woman? Now, I can see if you made it your number one or your wife or something, but no.
She was cooperative on every level possible.
But what?
When I chose to increase my roster because...
Wait. Right? Mm-hmm. Why did you tell her that you're moving, you're expanding your roster? Why didn't she know this?
Well, she turned totally against me.
This is king shit. Then what's the problem? I don't see this. What's the problem? I'm lost. You made a decision as a man. She didn't like it. You told her to kick rocks. So what's the problem?
I ain't never met a woman with this level of cooperation in my life. If I said 1 + 1 = 3, Steve, she was like, all right, my nigga, it's 3. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was down with my program.
They're supposed to be down with your program. You're not supposed to be falling in love, dog. You're supposed to be falling in respect. Love is for women, dog. That's what women. Women supposed to be falling in love and
that's
shit.
That's what I'm starting to realize. That's what I'm starting to realize.
So you was in your feelings and you was in the feminine, all in love with your feelings and shit. Because you wasn't man enough to say, listen, baby, listen. Look, you know what I was when you met me, when I told you what I was, that we had an agreement. Right, let me ask you a question. She ain't your wife, right? Y'all didn't live together, right?
We did. I had moved into my crib and I bought a ring and I was going to marry her.
Why? Wait, if you're going to do all
because
that.
Because I had found what I was looking for.
But you didn't find what you was looking for because you did something else.
I did because my mindset had changed. I'm like, hold on, look, I want to add some more females to the roster.
Okay, and that's true, right?
And I did.
Okay, so was she cool with it?
Hell no. She turned on me like, what? I saw a side that I'd never seen before.
Well, then congratulations. She did you a favor. What's the problem? She did you a favor.
This is my issue. Now all the ones on my roster, I can't hold a candlestick to her. Like the ones on my roster now, they cooperative and everything, but they can't walk in her shoes. Not even close.
Why are you trying to make them Why are you trying to make them into her?
I'm not trying to make them into her. Put it like this. Let me say this to you. Steve, let's say you've driven a BMW. You like the way handles the curves, the quality, the seats, everything. And you're like, this is the kind of automobile that fits me. And then you get back into a Mazda. This really, you know, your taste has gotten, step your taste up. And you don't want to kind of like go back on the taste that you had. Like, wait a minute. You know, and it basically the quality of woman that she was, it's like meeting all of these other ones. I'm like, damn, I had one that was elite quality, and she knew, understand. I'm skipper on the boat, and she had no problem.
Brother, what was she doing that made her quality? Because as you tell me, she sounded like she ain't shit. I mean, that's the worst part about it.
No, she was.
I listen to what you say. I didn't say this. I'm telling you why she ain't quality. The same woman that you said was a BMW, I think when you lifted up the damn the car itself, it was a Pinto. Because you said you said that she went off afterwards, right? Right?
But wait a second.
So wherever the understanding, where's the BMW at?
Let me respond to that. The BMW, Steve, was when I said we moving. This one we move. We move left. Let's move left. I'm with it. I come home. My food is done. My clothes is washed, dry, ironed. My crib is clean. Anything that I told, look, I want you to go do this. Make this extra money, go ahead and do this. I already got this on lock, everything. Okay,
I call it peep game. This is what I used to do. I tell my clients to do this all the time. Okay, when you're a man about your shit, okay, I'm going to let you finish, but hold on, let me say this real quick. When you're a man about your shit, these women are going to come to you. They're going to say, baby, you know, can we talk for a second? You're like, yeah, what's up, girl, what's up? And they're gonna say, "Well, you're not spending a lot of time with me, are you? I feel like I'm losing you. I feel like you're going away from me, and I feel like I don't get to spend as much time that I can with you, and all this other stuff. What's going on?" And we sit down, and I tell my clients to do this all the time, and they do it, and they're just blown away by the results. But I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna show you where you're going wrong in this, because I don't care if it's I'm not even talking about your girl. Let's say these other girls that you have. You're not getting my time if you're not worth my time, okay? And being worth my time, let's talk. I'm going to tell you why I'm not giving you any of my time. Let's be honest. All right, I'm sitting down here. I'm sitting up here. I'm looking at this 32-inch TV. Why the fuck am I going to come over and watch a 32-inch TV when I got a 60-inch or 85-inch at home? Why am I – where's the surround sound? Where's my gaming console? Matter of fact, when I walked in, I didn't get greeted with my favorite drink. I don't see no food on the table. Matter of fact, let me go in the cabinet. I don't see my excuse fairy crunch in there. I don't see my favorite Belgian waffles. Let's go in the refrigerator. Wait, where's my favorite beer at? I don't even see that shit in there. What the fuck? Why would I want to be here? You're not.
Well,
you're
she said he was like that, Steve. She was like that.
Wait. I'm not talking about the one you had. I'm talking about the ones you ain't trained. I'm saying to them is that you're telling me not to give you my time because you're not showing me you're worth my time. Because okay. You got to train them to your specifications. And they are allowed to say no. But I'm allowed to say goodbye. But remember, they sat me down wondering, why don't you spend time with me? Why do I feel like that I feel there's a distance between us? There is no distance between us. It's just you're not worth my time right now. I got other people that are doing much more than you. I've got other women. I can go over to these women's house and they got their house furnished to my likes and my specifications. So if I got a choice to go there, when I walk in there, they give me a hug, grab my hand, sit me down, say lean back, go into the bathroom, get a nice warm wet towel, give me a nice facial, put the towel over my face, give me a back massage and say, relax, baby. Rub my legs, rub my feet and all this other stuff. I got you. The food is, hey, look, I got your favorite food. I grabbed some steaks and everything. It's in the oven. It'll be right out. I didn't know you were coming this soon, but I got it. Now, why would I not go there versus go to a place where I just walk in and you just like sitting there on your lazy fucking ass? What benefit is it to me?
You're right.
So
I got you.
So it's not, my brother, it's a great question you have, but the problem isn't the women. The problem is you, because you ain't training these women to your specifications. If you want, listen, it's this simple. I know when you get you, I would tell a woman, you know how it is when I give you my time. I can make you, I can take away your insecurities. I can make you do all that. I know what I bring to the table, but you're not getting that shit doing this lazy ass shit. Because I'm running. Look, I'm king. I don't just go over your house. Look, I'm not a surface dweller. I don't be satisfied just going over your house just because I can. Why am I going over there?
Right.
What reason? Like if I want breakfast, if I'm at the club and shit with my boys and shit like that, and I want breakfast, I want to make sure, hey, I'm coming through. Okay, baby, I'll go get. I got your eggs, your bacon, blah 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 blah. I got all this stuff to go. Right. If it is a football game, right. And I want to bring my boys through and everything. Well, give me a list of what you want them to fix, and I'll make sure I fix it. You just got to fuck me at halftime and shit. All right, cool. And I'm going to ask my boy, hey, what kind of dessert y'all like? Y'all like cookies, cake? Y'all like cupcakes, all that? And I will give her a list, and she'll have that shit ready to go. She'll go cook that shit. Why? Because she knows my time is valuable. And she knows that if she's not going to do it, the other woman on the roster will. But you're not creating.
See, Steve, I feel like I threw out the baby with the bathwater with this one, Steve.
Brother, you didn't throw out the baby with the bathwater. You told me how she was acting when she found out what she found out. She
but that's
flipped
the only
flip,
thing.
Right?
That's the only thing I ever had a problem with.
But wait a second. So is one drop of poison in your water or drinkable? One drop of cyanide. Come on. One little—it's just a little drop. What, hey,
Steve, are you trying to say it's perfect people out here? Are you trying to say people out here?
No, I'm not saying they're perfect people. You just got to be perfect to me. I'm not. You want to know why?
Damn.
I set you up. You can't raise your voice higher than this, or I'm gone. I'm a drama-free man. You bring drama in my life, you're gone. If you question what I'm doing, you're gone. You grab my phone, I'm gone. You do anything that I don't like, I'm gone. Matter of fact, you got to do a lot to stay. So if I already put that on the table, then what? Then you want my time?
Yeah.
I will tell you how to get my time. This is how you got to get my time. First off, you got to get rid of that fucking 30. Look, I don't care. Listen, if you want to call another guy and give him some gig, and they have done that, and they do that with my clients, and it's the funniest thing. They don't, they have the thing about women, they have money, but they don't like spending their money, like spending everybody else's money. So if you want to call a sucker, because I've heard of, I had one guy tell his girl,
she called
a guy and said, I want an 8P TV. I want an 8P TV because my TV broke. And he's like, oh no, baby, it's an 8K. It's not 8P, baby. You know, he think he educating her. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I went to Best Buy and I know this perfect thing so I can work out for you. Comes with surround sound and all this other stuff. They'll even mount it on the wall. Hey, baby, go ahead and buy it, girl. And you know all she do? take her finger, show him a little bit of cleavage, and it's paid for. And you know what? But she's doing that shit for me because she wants my time. I know what I bring to the table sexually. I know what I bring to the table. I'm the one that rids you of your insecurities. I am the one that makes you feel sexy. I am the one that makes you lose time. I am not the average motherfucker. So do you think I'm going to deal with average, my brother? And I didn't say you have to be perfect. You better be perfect around my motherfucker. And you know, hey, you know what perfect around me is? You know what perfect is? Is knowing your place at the table. Submit, serve, sex, and shut the fuck up, right? You know what perfect to me is? Is
sex,
knowing that
silence in a sandwich.
But knowing. I expect her. Listen, they do it all the time, which is weird. They do it so much, I've expected it. Like when you're taking a shower, I expect them to go right into my closet and look at my shirt size, my pants size, my shoe size, just so they can buy me shit. I expect them to do that.
That's how shorty was. Damn.
Right, but that's just one. That's just what I expect them all to do that. I expect them all to do that. Christmas, Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, it's not me giving them the gift. I'm the gift. I mean, I'm being serious. I swear, I'm not being a dick here. I'm the gift. I am not buying you a Christmas gift because I'm the gift, because I'm the gift that keeps on giving even after Christmas. See, what happens is a lot of you motherfuckers get in an argument with your girl. She acts nice around December because she knows she'll get her gift. And as soon as she opens that box up the very next hour or so, she going right back to being a goddamn whatever the fuck she used to be until Valentine's Day rolls up so she can run more game. No. I'm the gift.
Yeah, I'll say that.
You know what the gift is? I just need my time. My time is the gift. Because in the time that you spend with me, I am making you feel just as good as that purse, dress, shoe, and makeup. We're having the best of times. We're having deep conversations. I'm touching you at your core. Most guys don't even hit the core. So if I'm hitting the core, if I'm hitting something that you have never been hit on like that before, the core, not like on a physical punch. She's hooked on that shit, my brother. She loves that shit. And because she loves it, she doesn't want me. Okay, when Christmas comes around, you know what happened? Again, I tell you the toughest days, you know, we get to October. I tell y'all, this is when you got to cut them off. We got to let them go because it's, unless you're ready to deal with the crying, the upset women. Three of Thanksgiving's going to roll around. Three of them going to want to come and fix Thanksgiving. Three of them going, four or five going to want to be at your place. Or a few of them want to go out of town. So you got to make these decisions. Again, these are things you
got
to make decisions.
So
right, but that's what I'm saying. That's how it is being a man. I don't have to. And listen, I ain't all that. I never said I was all that. I never said that. I just believe in my fucking self and who the fuck I am. And I have a standard in which you got. I know what I bring to the table. I know what the fuck I can do. I know what I can do. So the question is, what are you going to do for me to balance it out? What are you bringing to my world or my kingdom outside of your ass? And on top of that, like I say, I don't ask them or tell them to get that flat screen TV. If you actually want to be honest with me, this is what I'm not going to watch. Listen, I'm a gamer. I'm not playing on no 32-inch TV. I don't give a fuck what you, I am not going to do that shit. I'm not even going to watch sports on no fucking 32-inch or even watch a movie on that shit. So this is why you know I ain't coming over this motherfucker. But I like to throw it in. That's cool. Do it then. Then you know why. When you know why, I tell you I'm busy. Or you know why when I tell you I'm going over somebody else's house, please note the house I'm going to has a flat screen, 65 to 80 inch flat screen surround sound, and you probably can smell the food cooking through the phone because they know they're going to go ahead and service me because of the service they get when I'm not around. Not the service that I'm going to give them, that's great, but what I am when I'm not around. I am all things, I keep telling you. That's why I make it all about me. And they have the choice of, well, guess what? They can tell me to go, and I'll be happy. Matter of fact, it's like Macario said it the best. The hardest thing as a man is getting rid of women. You ever see those TV shows?
You're right about that shit.
When they call
myself pulling them off the list.
Well, they don't want to go. they do not want to go. They don't want to.
That's because women can get dick all through the inbox, but a real man, a strong, solid dude.
Whoa. What are you saying? You're right, but guess what? Get pussy. Listen, they know real motherfuckers give a lot of pussy. That's why they know we don't make it about pussy. It's about what the fuck are you going to do for me? So they,
that's like the lowest thing for me.
Hey, listen. Getting a woman is like walking out my fucking door and grabbing a piece of fucking grass. I mean, it doesn't bother me if she can get other guys. Okay, cool. I'm not mad that she can't get other guys. Matter of fact, if you listen to what I say, I always encourage them to be with other guys. I always tell them, look, I'm not going to give you a relationship. But, hey, you want a relationship, man? Hey, I think Roger is the perfect guy that you need to go on a date on Friday. Because I can't see you because I'm going to be seeing an old girl over here. So if you want to go out with Roger, get me off your mind. Look, again, we got to let me know. Is Roger a titty guy or an ass guy? Because that dress over there will make your titties come out a little bit more. And that dress over there will make your ass look right. So what is Roger? I'm cheerleading him. I want him to find Mr. Right. I want them to find the right guy. It's unfortunately they see me as the right guy. And I'm not the right guy for you. You cannot have me. You can rent and lease me, but you cannot own me. And I'm serious. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious.
So Steve, you don't have a wife?
Yeah.
But you just said, I'm confused. You said you got a wife, but you said you can't have me.
Wait, you can't be confused because you didn't ask the reason why I have one.
Okay, what do you have a wife? I mean, having a wife, you've contracted something.
I guess if that's what you want to think, service dweller, but I'm not that.
I mean, that's what it is. It's a contract. That's a contract.
It's to you.
No, Steve, these terms existed before you and I was alive.
I'm saying that I can walk away right fucking now and be fine. I guess you don't understand. I guess it's not dawning on you that I'm not you or think like you. I don't do shit like you. I do shit for me. And what I wanted when I was in my late 20s, I was so arrogant, I was ready to duplicate me. I was thinking more about my end game than my present game as far as my legacy, my bloodline, and my name, which most motherfuckers don't think about. Remember, I showed them this here before.
The piece of paper with the A on it. I wanted
to carry at that point because I've done it all. I've done it all. The threesomes, the orgies, fucking a guy while his wife. I mean, fucking a woman while his wife, while the husband watches and shit. Excuse what I said. I didn't mean that shit, but you know what I mean. Well, I'm with the wife while the husband did the cuckold thing. I ran it all. What else is there? Oh, the only thing I haven't done is duplicate me. So that's what I did. I duplicated myself. And that was the plan. And that's where I'm at. That's why, matter of fact, that's why I teach. Because I got out the game. I started teaching more. I got out the game. I became the teacher of the game and shit. Because
some of these women, though, Steve, like you duplicate yourself to them. And then they go take that shit and run off and act like they better than you, and then disappear. I'll be like, what the fuck?
Mm-mm. No, you created that. See, this is what I understand about you service dwellers, man. You created.
I'm not a service dweller, Steve. No, I got really strong games.
Listen to what you're saying. You're trying to make an excuse for these women when you know damn well these women want shit from the get-go. And the guys that got with the women want shit at all, and they accepted the abuse from the woman. And then these dumb motherfuckers got these dumbass women pregnant because these dumb motherfuckers started playing house with them. Just because we're in a six-month relationship or we're living together, that gives me carte blanche to not wear rubbers anymore. Even though he knew she wasn't shit. So he got an ain't shit woman pregnant. One, where, again, this should have been a conversation of does she believe in abortion or not, that realized that she doesn't believe in abortion, and guess what? She decided to keep the baby. And guess what? She was always what she was. It's just that desperation blinds you. It's your desperation blinds you from that. Blinds you.
Well, I'm going to say this, Steve. I'm going to say this before I go. Like I say, Steve, I understand what you're saying by that, and I totally agree with you on that part.
I know
the game is easy for me.
No. Tell me, Dweller, the concern. That's all I'm saying. What is the concern?
I'm more of an in-depth dweller, not a surface.
You never heard me ever in the 30 years I've been doing this say concern. I don't have no fucking concerns. But tell me what your concern is. What is your concern?
My only thing is, Steve, like, I feel like...
What do you feel like?
I feel like you've got to come to the table with... I feel like, and I think that what I've come to the conclusion is, and you tell me if I'm wrong from your perspective.
I'm about to tell you you're wrong. You're wrong. But go ahead and finish.
Come on, Steve. I'm
telling you how cold I am. You're wrong. But go ahead and finish.
I feel like this, Steve, and I think like this. In life, life is about trades and trade-offs. You know, given everything is a negotiation. Your house, your salary, your car, everything is negotiation. I feel like as a man, yes, you set the terms of the negotiation, but I feel like you got to compromise on something. You can't just, everything is 1 through 100 this way, and I don't have to negotiate on not one.
Compromise on what? To who?
Okay, we had an agreement on monogamy, right? I decided to change the rules on that, right? Yes, it voided the whole damn agreement. It voided out the whole agreement. But I feel like all of the other things were more valuable to me.
Listen.
That she was. I feel like I had 99. Hold on. Steve, I felt like I had 99. And the one I feel like that I compromised on cost me my whole 99.
And this is the sad thing about you.
What I'm getting out of what you're telling me is lose the 99 because you wanted the one. And I'm having a hard time.
No. I'm saying the 99, the one, the 101, the 102, the 103, the 4, all the way to the 1,568,000. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Lose what? Do you actually think
I had 99% cooperation, Steve. 99% on every. The shit was damn near perfect, but the one that I changed was the monogamy. I changed it, voided out the 99% that I had.
Oh, so that means that if she was 99% good to you. And then say, hey, baby, I want to fuck 10 guys right now. I mean, it's just a one. I mean, I do 99 things right. So me sucking and fucking 10 guys right now in your bed, you shouldn't get mad at that because I do 99 things good for you. Right? That's how you say.
No, that wasn't a part of my 99. That wasn't a part of it. The 99 was good.
You shouldn't have had nothing with her except understanding that this is what the fuck it's going to be like. Either you like it or you don't. And if you don't like it, guess what? We can just fuck. We don't have to move forward. I'm not here to change you. But don't you ever think that you can tell me how to be me. And don't you ever think that you can judge me or sit around and tell me what I should be doing unless I ask you. Don't you tell me a goddamn thing. You can't tell me how to be king. I can only tell me how to be king. And if I have to ask you a question, I'll take into consideration what you're saying, but that's if I ask you a question. You ain't got no right to tell me your fucking feelings and shit when it comes to that bullshit. I don't want to hear that shit. Don't tell that other motherfucker that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. Well, I guess I'm mean and cruel. I guess I'm supposed to be like, well, honey, I mean, I'm sorry you feel this way, and I promise you I'll check. But what the fuck is that?
Okay.
What is that?
So basically you're saying I shouldn't have had no situation where it's a 99-1. It just set the tone or the mindset from A to Z.
You want to know why?
This is the mindset.
Okay, you know why they can't be a 99-1? Because if you're 100 this, your last fucking name, you lead them to 100, period. There is no 99. Because I'm not a 99% motherfucker. I'm a 100% motherfucker, right? So that means I got 100% standards, laws, rules, codes, everything. Meaning that, and this is where you went wrong, my friend. You went wrong because I know you wanted some extra pussy. I'm not even mad at you for that. I'm fine that you wanted that. The problem is, as you were going up that ramp with that woman, moving from meeting and dating to a relationship, and then moving from a relationship to living together, and then moving from living together engagement, you never had to talk with her. You never told her in between one of those times that, you know what, I want to fuck some other women. You never said that. You never led her. Because you should, if you want to fuck other women, then you should let her know, I'm going to fuck other women. I'm this. Look, we're in a relationship. Before we move on to the next thing of moving in together, I want to be more open. I want more women. I want to sleep with other women and things like that. And I want you to share in that. And guess what? She's got every right to say, oh, I'm shocked. Oh, no, I'm not that kind of woman. And cool. Well, guess what? We can't move in together. Because this is the stipulation. You see what I'm saying? You never. Gotta have a powwow.
I never had that conversation.
I thank you, Red. We're going to do the creed in a second. We never had that conversation. Oh, no, wait. Let me do the creed real quick. Stay right there. Let me do the creed real quick. Let me do this creed. And just stay right there, okay, caller? Stay right there, okay, Virginia?
All right.
Stay right there. Let's do the creed real quick. Thank you, Red. We got 12 minutes. I'm sorry, guys. Guys, let's take a moment and do the creed. We're the only one that's do this. Appreciate the likes and everything, but let's go into what I call the dojo in your mind. Let's take a moment as men to learn what it means to be a man by creating a creed. Now, remember, gentlemen, this is a man mindset creed. You do not have to use this, but I say use this now until you can come up with your own. This is what the purpose is. For you to see what a creed is and for you to be able to say things to yourself like, I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and I will not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses, okay? I am here to build my mind up. I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job, okay? This is who I am today. And if you are lucky enough to keep my attention and lucky enough to earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow, okay? That's the creed. I just say thank you, guys. Just want to shout you out with the creed, but let me bring the caller back in. But 757, listen to me. This is what I'm saying, brother. This is where y'all guys go wrong. Y'all just carry over relationships. The higher she gets to you or your ring or your last name, it should be more difficult for her to show value and worth because your last name, your sperm, your bloodline is everything to you. It's the most important thing, and you just don't give that shit away like Halloween candy. You have every right want to be with other women, and I'm fine with that. And guess what? She's got the right to say, you know, I want to be with other men. That's her thing. But here's the thing. This is where communication comes in at. If you don't
agree. I don't like women that want to be with other men.
Okay, stop. It's not about what you like or what she likes. It's about what is. And if you don't like it, that's your prerogative. That's what makes you a man. She's allowed to say, these are my expectations of a relationship. And these are my expectations.
Right, and I'm allowed to say goodbye.
Right, and you can say, listen, I'm not that guy. I listen, if we cannot hit 70% or like 80% of these things, then this is what we're going to do. We're going to fall back. We can't go forward. We can still fuck,
right,
but we can't go forward. But see, a lot of motherfuckers ain't man enough to see. As a man, you got to be willing to say no, and you got to be willing to walk the fuck away. And it's the hardest thing for a surface dweller to do because you don't want to lose that pussy. But as a man, I don't walk away.
I don't walk away from so many, Steve. I don't walk away. But here's
your problem. Guys, I got questions. Put a Q in there. I got your questions. Here's your problem. The problem is you walking away was weak because she's renting rent in your head right now. Okay? She's got rented free. She's living rent-free in your head. And that's the problem. You got to evict her from your mind. See, y'all give women, y'all let women rent-free in your mind all day. Why? Because she knows how to put her makeup on really well. She knows how to push your weave a little bit over to the right versus the left and put on some nail polish and find the why do you think the dressing room has four mirrors to it? Because when she's wearing it, she wants to make sure that what you look at is appetizing.
Let me say this, Steve. She ain't renting no space in my head over here because I got a nice about her. Hold on, but listen. Yes, I'm telling you about her because I'm coming to you for advice because I've never seen or had that level of cooperation in my life. That shit was on another level. God damn.
I just showed you the cooperation. The cooperation is one thought, one mind, one way, my way. And if you don't want to do it, that's fine. We'll just fuck. But you can never ask me why I'm not around. You can never ask me why I don't text you. You can never ask me why I'm busy with all those other women not spending time with you because you had the opportunity. You chose to do what you want to do, which I absolutely respect. I'm fine with. Listen, you don't get call. Listen to me. Here's the thing. It's the thing. This is me letting a woman go. I've met several women I told that to. They said no. They were adamant in that, right? And then they started doing it. Do you want to know why I let them go? Because they were doing it because they thought it was for me versus doing it for them. See, if I bring it to you and you really are into me and you do it, you're doing it because you want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want you doing it because I want you to do it. And if you're doing it to keep me, right, you're going to lose me that much faster. So this is your chance. Listen, I'm fine with it. Listen, you and I are just not compatible on that level. We can still spend time. And look, I'm going to give you a contract you can't refuse. You can fuck whoever you want to fuck. You can see who you want to see. You can call whoever you want to call. You can do all that stuff. I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not running behind you. I'm not begging you. I'm not pleading. I'm not doing anything, right? I'm not doing that.
Right.
But the thing is that I'm cool with it, man, because I know I'm nobody's option. All I am doing is giving women out. In my mind, I'm leaving the planet of ass and titties, taking the form of man and giving women opportunity to reach their core. The one thing they will never reach with the average motherfucker. And what I would do, I promise you fuck with me, I'm going to get you to see shit in yourself that you don't even want to see. And this is a good thing because seeing it is going to make you love it, lust after it, and be hooked on that shit, which is going to be hooked on me. That's the drug, man. I'm going for the core. Why do you think I always say I don't want the pussy? I'm not here like you motherfuckers. I'm not going after the pussy. I want the invite. That's what the fuck I want. That is the only fucking thing I want. Number one, two,
what you
three,
mean by
four,
the
five.
Invite? What you mean by the invite? What you mean her, by you want the invite?
Her,
what is it?
The invite is basically her realizing that that her beliefs, judgments, morals, values, and all that other stuff will go the fuck away, and she is opening herself up to me, and allowing me through trusting me. All right. That I'm not going to go in there and fuck shit up. She trusts me to say, you know what? I want to talk to you a way that I don't talk to the average guys. When I meet women, I don't want to talk to them like they talk to the regular guys because I'm not a regular motherfucker, so I don't want to have regular conversations. And there was a great line in Django that kind of said, you see Django Unchained, right?
Right.
What did he say to Calvin Candy? He said, he don't want the motherfuckers that you want to sell. He want the ones you don't want to sell. You remember? I don't want the ones you want. I don't want the ends that you sell. I want the ends you don't want to sell. And then he said, I don't sell the ones I don't want to sell. But guess what? I don't want your first one, your second one, but I'll take the third one, because that third one is better than anything you have on the front end. So what I'm saying is
That's deep.
I don't. But see,
translate that into women.
I don't want to know you or talk to you the way you talk to the average surface dweller. I want to talk to you about the shit you don't talk about. I want to get to the point where talking to you things that you want to talk about, but you're too afraid to share. I want to get to your fucking core. The only way I can get to your core is by you giving me the invite. That's the only way.
Let's hypothetically speaking, let's say she give you she opened up that door for you and she gave you that core. Then what?
It's over. It's done. It's a wrap. Because
what do you
got
mean by that?
Because the drug of me. I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. I don't want her to love me. I want the addiction and the habit. That's what I want. That's my conquering mentality. I want the best of the best. I want the best slice of meat. I don't want the bologna. I want the best. I want the shit that you have that never even
you
dreamed of.
You want the premium. You want the prime.
I want it all. And listen, General Zod, Thanos, fucking Darkseid. I want Conqueror. I want it all. I want it all. I don't see the average motherfucker just wants pussy. But pussy should be automatic. I don't want just pussy, dog. I want everything.
Pussy is
I want it all.
I
want it all. And I'm patient enough to wait. See, the thing is, I'm patient enough to wait for her to realize what she actually has and realize because she has it that she then changes her thought. She still has her morals, her values, and ethics and all that stuff, but there's a loophole in that shit she can find to bring me inside. And realize once I'm inside, I'm not going to judge her for the nasty shit she says. I'm not going to judge her for the shit she does. Nothing. I'm not going to call her any. Listen, if she's out with another guy because I sent her away to go see another guy, do you think I'm going to be mad at that
shit? But what if you don't like this shit? What if you don't like that shit that she said? If she said, hey, I'll be blah, blah, blah.
You mean like, what do you mean? Like what? What do you mean? Don't like what? What are you talking about?
What if she, what if she tell you some shit or do some shit?
Give me an example.
Okay, let's say you like a chick that ain't talking to a whole bunch, and you don't like that. But then let's say a chick say, hypothetically speaking, I'm just pulling this out of nowhere. Okay. She say something like, "Yeah, man, I just got gang banged by four guys last night. Oh my gosh, it was crazy." And you like, what the fuck?
Wait. And this is just a chick I'm fucking with?
Yeah, this out of the blue. Let's say you say she gave you the drugs and all of that, and.
Listen.
And then she like, yeah, last night I just got gangbanged by four guys.
I've had women be with other guys, date other guys, live with other guys, engage other guys, get married to other guys, and have kids with other guys to try to get the drug of me off their system. And guess what? It can't go away, dog. Because you know what they tell me at the end of the day? I don't care if I'm married. I don't care if I'm in a relationship. I don't care if I'm in another city, another state, another town, or another fucking planet. Whenever you want this pussy, it will always be yours. It's what it is.
That means she ain't Steve. It means she ain't shit.
No, it means she's mine. I'm not. No, but see, here you go. You're judging. I'm not judging her.
I'm not judging her. She ain't shit. She ain't shit. You gotta be loyal to something in your life.
Listen, you just judged her. She's doing this to get
a wise man judges all things, Steve. You can't live in this life.
Hold on. Apparently, you keep saying we like you and I on equal ground. You saying this shit. You saying I don't know what the fuck you.
No, you're you. I'm me. That's what makes the world go around.
I'm not you. I am not you.
I never said you're me. I said you're you. I'm me. That's what makes the world go around. You might put on a blue shirt today. I might put on a green shirt today. That's what makes the world go around. Everybody's different, you know, and it's nothing wrong with that. What I'm saying to you is, a wise man judges all things. I'm not going to come outside and call a car a dog, a building.
I recognize the difference between a car and a dog, but I'm not going to say that dog ain't shit just by looking at the dog. I don't judge. That's why I teach. I teach guys over here not to judge. That's their fucking problem. They're judgmental motherfuckers, and that's what women should be doing. Men shouldn't be judging other men, judging women, and judging what people, other people are doing.
So why, you don't call a spade a spade? Is that what you're saying? You don't call a spade? So if you see a bank, hold on, if you see a bank robber and he's robbing a bunch of banks, you don't say that nigga's a bank robber? You just say, hey, whatever. You don't call a spade a spade?
Wait.
You don't call a murderer, a thief?
Whether he's murdering and being a thief, it's none of my fucking business, because I don't care enough about motherfuckers to care what the fuck they do. That's what you see. That's why we're not the same. I don't give a fuck about you motherfuckers. Be what the fuck you want to be.
It's not about caring. That's a different topic. We're not talking about caring.
I'm not caring about it.
I'm just calling a spade a spade.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not calling it anything. It is what it is. If he's robbing a bank, he's a bank robber. But
right?
I am not putting any emotion. I'm not putting any thought or emotion. I noticed and I moved the fuck on. I don't give a fuck. I don't judge. I teach men to stop judging. That's their problem. I fucked that shit up. Before I bring in 1 second, but they're too busy judging.
I don't give a fuck, but I still call a spade a spade. I don't give a fuck either, but I still call a spade a spade.
Okay, that's a squirrel in front of my lawn. What am I supposed to do with that?
It's a squirrel. Now, you got a snake on your front porch that's a poisonous snake on your front porch, and he's caught up in your screen door. Do you just say, oh, well, there's a poisonous snake trying to sliver in the house. I don't give a fuck. Or do you cut that motherfucking head off?
Well, I have no choice but to do that at that point.
Right. So that contradicts what you just said, Steve.
In what way? I'm lost. Please explain.
You say you don't give a fuck. Certain things you have to give a fuck about. You can't just walk around in this life and say, I don't give a fuck about nothing.
How are you telling me what I can and can't do? That's why you place another judgment.
Because certain things in life.
Brother, but the difference is I'm very fucking successful. So I do what the fuck I want to do. And I'm not trying to be you, and I don't want you to be me. So don't tell me what I need to be. I keep telling you, I don't understand. Don't tell me what you think I should be, because I never asked you what you should be, because I don't care what you are or what you should be. That's why I want you to be.
That's not the point that I'm trying to make, Steve. I'm not trying to tell you what you need to be, but there's certain things in life you can't neglect. You breathe the oxygen right now. This realm is governed by certain principles and laws that you cannot obey. You can't go against. If you don't breathe no oxygen, Steve, you're dead. If you don't eat no food, you're going to die. If you don't drink no water, you're going to die. That's on a biological level. But there's levels to this shit. There's certain levels of the game you cannot ignore. If you know a bitch is a thief and she steals every piece of money, why would you leave money around her? Or you say, oh, I don't give a fuck. And then when you get up, your money missing. You got certain laws you can't ignore.
Dweller, this is why you ain't a student of the game.
No, not a dweller.
I'm not grabbing each other's call, but listen, Dweller. Why the fuck would I be around an ancient bitch?
You don't give a fuck. That's what you just said.
Then you missing the whole point, and that's why you lose.
You just said you don't judge, Steve. No, I'm not losing, Steve. My roster's ridiculous. I'm just trying to get some higher understanding. About a previous situation that's in my past.
You can't get higher understanding because you are still above fucking ground calling me about a bitch that you drive still. So you ain't got no game, dog. You worried about a bitch.
That makes no sense, Steve. That makes no sense. I got a roster that's ridiculous, and they all do what I need them to do and move how I move.
I cannot let you finish what you're saying because you get on my fucking nerves now. You get with all this stupid
Steve,
shit.
Steve, you're not making sense, bro. You're not making sense.
Listen, stop. Please shut the fuck up. Just answer this one question before I bring 404 in. Just answer this one question. Just answer the question. Did you call me about all the women you have on your roster? Or did you call me about a bitch that ain't around anymore? Now, I'm going to open you back up. Will you tell me, what was this call for? A bunch of women on your roster now? Or a bitch that you don't have anymore? What did you call me for?
About the 99 and the 1. To see what your perspective
you don't have anymore, man. Stop lying. You call me about that bitch you don't have anymore because you said
Steve,
I'm
you're not making, but you're not making sense, right. Steve. You,
okay.
You didn't make
all
sense.
Right. Okay. Take care of yourself. I can't help you no more, dog. You don't want to hear shit. You don't want to hear shit. Guys, please wait. 4-4 before I bring you in. Everybody, listen to me right now. This guy called me about a fucking woman that he ain't even with anymore. Well, I had the perfect relationship, and then I did something wrong, and I lost her, and now I'm with other women, and they just can't compete compared to her. Oh, hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your smile. What the fuck are you talking? Y'all see the fuck I'm talking about? I'm gonna get to the next caller. This motherfucker's talking to me. Call me about a motherfucking woman that ain't in his life no more. And then want to soften it up by letting it with other bitches. Come on, man. Stop that shit, dweller. Talking about you got game. Calling me about some bitch that you ain't even with. I'm sorry, 404, for the long. What's up? How can I help you, sir? What's up, 404?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's going on? How can I help you?
All right. So my question is, so I watch you and Taekwondo. I'm part of the dojo, right? So oftentimes I see myself, like, listening to y'all's, like, point of view and opinion and stuff. And it's like, it seems to me that I can't formulate my own opinion because I'm too stuck on what y'all say. And it's something that I agree with.
Wait a second. Wait. You can't form your own opinion. What are you talking about, form your own opinion? You can't. What do you mean you can't form your own opinion?
So,
you can't even answer that question. You don't even have an opinion to form, brother, because you can't even answer the question. I appreciate you calling, but what the fuck are you talking about? And see,
no,
this, is
saying,
why,
right,
this,
so.
This is why, because you laugh because you think it's funny. I'm not laughing. I'm asking you. What opinion can't you form on your own?
So about game, right?
Hold on.
So
real
I
men
listen.
Reflect on themselves, sir, not on anybody else. Anyway, go ahead. What's up?
Okay, so I listen to what y'all say about how to pretty much treat yourself or, yeah. And then it's like I listen to that and I go based off what y'all say, not what I think, pretty much.
You don't even do that. Because if you go off based off what we say, we tell you how to think. So you don't even do that. So what are you talking about? Tell me about your scribe. Mm-hmm. Let's go down the list. Look, let's go down the thing, okay?
Mhm.
Let's go down the list.
All right.
You say I don't have them. I'm asking you have them, and you tell me if you have them or not, all right? I'm asking you tell me about them. All right. Tell me about your detective.
I don't have one.
Tell me about the guy, your construction worker.
I don't have one.
Your studio.
I don't have one.
Film room.
I don't have one.
Guide.
Guide? I don't have one.
Warrior.
I don't have one.
Your mental gym. Go ahead and just say it.
I don't have one.
Hey, girlfriend. Thank you. Culinary school.
Don't have one.
You're legal. You're Senate.
Steve, I don't think I have anything that you're on your list.
Well, oh, wait. So then all you're doing is just listening. You're not a student of the game, brother. So that's all it is. It's just that you're not a student of the game. Because when you get my student, you'll learn how to create those things so you can manage yourself better. But because you're climbing that mountain that I discussed that a man can't climb, that's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're there to listen, and you're not here to learn game. A lot of guys, you just birdwatch. That's what you call it. We call it birdwatching. All you're doing is watching shit, but you ain't asking no fucking questions that help you out to help you guide it. Have I had any coaching from you? Have we coached you? Have we talked?
No.
Have we worked on your beard for 30 minutes? No. So what do you expect? That's what we're trying to avoid you to do is what's happening on the other side of the street with those red pill motherfuckers. Because we're trying to tell you you're allowed to think and have thought. Okay? You're allowed to think. You're allowed to see the world in your eyes, and you're allowed to do what you want to do. But because you don't have a foundation, a standard, laws, rules, and codes for yourself, you're just okay. Now let's be honest. You listen to that red pill shit, right? You know that it be on your purpose, hypergamy, and all that shit. You listen to some of that shit. Am I correct? Come on, let's be honest. Come on.
A little bit. I more so listen to...
Okay, a little bit. Even if it's a little... Okay, that's the problem, okay? When you listen to that, what you did was you went away from you by believing something that somebody else tried to teach you. So then you trained yourself to be told what to do versus being told what to do for yourself. So you have those remnants, and then you come over to us, and we're trying to tell you to be free, think for yourself, and move for yourself. But because you have those remnants, you're just listening to us like we're cult leaders. And we'll be the two first to tell you, don't be like us. We don't want you to be like us. Don't think like us. Don't move like us. You have a freedom based off of your fingerprint that you have the right to think and create your own fucking language in your own world yourself. But you don't believe in that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. But see, you don't see it because you're not a student. Okay, remember, the thing is, you don't know what you don't know. And you think listening to this is like learning game. It's just showing you that the motherfuckers that's on his mic has game. Give an example. But you want to be told what to do. This place is here to tell you how to think for yourself. And the only reason you want to listen to what we're saying is because that's what you trained yourself to do when you were on that other side over there, man. We didn't ever, since I've been doing this shit, even started with the Pussy Whip show in the late 90s and shit, I never told you motherfuckers to be me. Think like me or nothing like that. But here's the thing, because let me play devil's advocate for you, young man, because then someone's going to say, well, Steve, well, then why do I have to have a 30-minute consultation to learn my bid? I mean, isn't my bid you telling me what to do? Not at all, because guess what? Your bid is not the game. The game doesn't start until that first fucking phone call. But Steve, but then why can't it approach you the way? And that's your problem, because you how you approach them. I'm just being devil advocate to myself, okay? Just give me a second.
All right.
That's why because what you do is, I ripped up the A, shit. Instead of being the A or the one thing that I showed you guys, you guys feel that women are so special that you have to create a introduction to every single woman that you meet. Where I am telling you from earlier today, excuse me, show you. Let's just say it's like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm saying that the numbers never change. The women will change. The days will change. The months will change. The weather will change. But the numbers always remain the same when you're saying your bid. Because a man never changes who he is for a woman. He never changes what he says to a woman. This is what you see is what you get. And then you got a choice if you want to hang around. But, see, you don't see that, young man, when you don't see game, okay?
All right.
Does that make any sense, sir? Let me check out some of these best.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so I'm just saying to you that your problem is that if you actually want to be a student, and listen, you don't have to be one. You can keep doing what you want to do, but you'll still have the same problems you have. Mm-hmm. It's a shame you dedicate. Are you ever been in college? Are you in college?
No, I'm in high school.
Okay, okay. Well, young man, there was something that you did that you dedicated yourself to get, and you worked hard to get it. Maybe it was a video game or a pair of shoes or something. What I'm saying to you, young man, is that in order to be a student of the game, when I was 9, I dedicated myself to the game. But what I thought game was a rude awakening in my thought process, because what game actually is versus what I thought it was. Hey, guess what? Just like, oh, I thought it was about women when I was 9. But when I learned what it was about, shit, mind fuck, blown. And it gave me a shift in my whole perspective of everything. Because then it made me realize that I'm fucking, like, different. I can move around this whole fucking world my way and win. But I was a student of the game. I'm teaching it now. That's why I tell – okay, you don't have, do you have your puzzle pieces?
No, I need to get those.
No, 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 you don't need to get them. No, 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 don't do it. No, no, no. Let me show you. Let me tell you why you don't want to get them. Okay, you ready? Mm-hmm. How long have you been listening to Taekwondo for? Or I mean, together. How long have you been listening? How long?
So I started listening to Taekwondo about 10 months ago.
And when did you start listening to me?
That first collab y'all did.
Okay. And what is the one thing I tell you to do every time when I start the show? What do I tell you to get?
Crayons and puzzle pieces.
Right. Okay. So if I tell you, now let me show you. This is why this isn't for you. See, a man that wants to learn game from somebody and is told to do something and it's free and he chooses not to do it, then he chooses that not to learn. Because if you can't do that, see, that's part of the trick that you lose. Because if you can't do the free shit, then what are you gonna, how are you going to do the hard shit? But see, that's why I tell you, don't get the puzzle pieces now, because you're going to get them because I say you need to get them versus you had the opportunity to think for yourself and realize that this motherfucker told me in order to start the game with him, I must go get those puzzle pieces. He says it every time in his show to get your puzzle pieces. He walks you through it every show. So there's never an excuse of, oh, you didn't tell me, or, man, I didn't know. Whoa, I missed that. Can't say that. You just don't want to be a student of the game. Everybody says, well, how can I start the game? I can start the game. I tell you. And when I ask you if you did it and you say no, then, young man, you just don't want to be a part of the game, big guy. That's what I'm saying. Don't get the puzzle pieces. Because then you're doing it because you're told to do it versus you wanting to do it because you know it's going to lead you somewhere else. See, there's a difference, there's a shift there. Because then what you're doing is for the wrong reasons versus being the reason to do it. Just like with a woman. Okay. I don't tell a fucking woman what to do. I give her an option. She can either do it or not. Either way, it's okay. But you can't do that, man.
All right.
So, yeah, so I'm just saying don't do it and just listen to the shows, man. And hopefully one day you'll learn that you had opportunity to be something extraordinary, but you chose not to do it, man. Remember, the choice has to be a free choice. Never, and when I say free as in there's no pressure from the outside. There's no one holding a gun to my head. It's a choice. When I was 9 years old, I made a choice. When he asked all his little fucking little kids who wants money, we all rose our hand, right? And he grabbed quarters, mm-hmm. nickels, pennies, and threw that shit on the concrete and just waited. I was where I had to make a choice. Do I go down there and make a fool out of myself scraping for a fucking penny, a nickel, and a goddamn dime where other people are laughing at me? Or do I have pride in myself where I say, I'm not going down and getting no fucking penny? I give you free choice. But if I tell you to do it and you don't do it, and then you're doing it because you hear something like this, then you're doing it for the wrong reasons and you shouldn't do it at all. You should just accept that you're not part of the game, nor can you ever be a student of the game, because you have to be kind of scared or coerced into doing it, and that's not what we do. I told you what to do. If you actually want to do it, you would have had your puzzle pieces. But because you didn't do it, I'm telling you, don't waste your time in doing it. That's what I'm saying. Does that make any sense?
Okay, so you're saying don't become a student of the game?
You're not. You can't be. Okay. You can't become one. Because when the opportunity presented itself, you didn't move on the information. That's what fucking students and men do. They move on the information.
Okay.
My mentor told me one day to go get a fucking cheeseburger. Do you think I sat there and said, well, why do I need to get a cheeseburger? Well, what does a cheeseburger got to do with the game? Why would you tell me to do that? Or you think I got out the fucking car and got a cheeseburger? What did you think I did? Didn't ask any questions. Didn't ask any questions. He told me what to do. He had my best interest at heart, but what's the beautiful thing is, I didn't know what the fuck I was walking into. And I'm glad he did it that way because I wasn't prepared. But see, if he came over and said, hey, go get a cheeseburger, there's some badass motherfucking cashier that's so bad, I'm sure that the managers in the fry cook is trying to get that pussy. What do you think that'd do for me? That'd fuck me all up, especially at a young age. Like, damn, that's a lot of fucking pressure. He said, you know what? Go get a cheeseburger. Bitch, go get a fucking cheeseburger right now. I got the car and went to go get a cheeseburger. I didn't know what was coming. But because I was learning game, I was already prepared with my 1, 2, 3, 4. So it didn't matter. See, this is part of the teaching. Once you learn your numbers or your alphabets or whatever, that doesn't change. Then in any situation, there's no pressure. Because all I got to do is look to myself for the fucking answer. But see, you can't do that now. Because you're being told why now. If I got to tell you why to get it, then you don't need to be a part of this. It's me telling you to do it and seeing if you are smart enough or you want it bad enough to do it yourself. And you don't have to do it. But I'm telling you, you and anybody listening, if you're doing it now, for what I say, don't do it. Please, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You had an opportunity when you saw me for the first time to get your puzzle pieces. All you had to do was get them because that was the instruction of your mentor. He told you to get those puzzle pieces. And you know the funny thing is, caller? You ready for this, caller? You ready?
What's that?
If you had just got those fucking puzzle pieces, you would start to do the thing that you're calling me about right now. And you want to know what that is? Communicate with your fucking self, and you missed the boat. All you had to do is get it. And guess what? The question you asking me would not even be a fucking question because you have already started the process of becoming one with yourself. But because you're not a student and a surface dweller, you're like, well, I don't understand. I don't get it. I hear what y'all saying. I want to think for myself, but you don't want to think for yourself because when you told to do something that's going to help you think for yourself, you chose not to do it. And no one's mad. But you see, does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just got to accept it. Again, if you get it, that's fine. But I'm just telling you, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. And that we don't do it for the wrong reasons. We do it because we want the change. We do it because we're tired of climbing that fucking mountain I'm talking about. That's why we do it. Because we're sick and tired of climbing the mountain of excuses that I'm no good, I'm too ugly, too short, I'm too afraid about what people think, nobody believes in me, I don't win, there's only luck, it's too difficult, I'm not ready yet, I don't have enough money, I don't have a nice apartment. All that shit, hey, guess what, caller? All that shit could have went. If all you did is got off your lazy fucking ass and follow instructions. Now, because if you do it now, you're doing it for the wrong reasons because you're doing it because now you feel that you have to do it. You should have felt that way when you were first instructed to do it. I just tell everybody new. I don't talk about the guys that listen. I say, if you're new here, make sure you get your puzzle pieces because if you want to learn the game, this is the first step. I say that every fucking day, every fucking time. To not you, but to anybody new listening to me. If you're new listening to the show, go get your puzzle pieces because that's the first step of the goddamn game. The communication that you have with your fucking self. not the outside world, yourself, by sitting around and destroying the fucking training wheels. The box is your training wheel, that you look to the box. You look to everything and everybody, but you don't want to look to your fucking self. And I gave you opportunity. I said, man, get your puzzle piece. All you had to do is get off your lazy ass and get it. Dump the puzzle pieces, rip up the box, and start. And as you did, I told you, I gave you one. Work the borders. That's the square. Work outside in. And through that, you begin to see things. Discipline. You realize that you can solve shit by, you ready? Talking to your fucking self. Nobody else but yourself. But you can't do that now because you're just not teachable. You want to learn game. You told to do something, but you want to do it your way. You want to sit on it and take your time on it. Don't do it. That's why I tell people, don't do it. Don't. This is not. You listen. You know why we're a small group? Because I want the students in this motherfucker to win, to fuck and live their life like great gods, kings, and emperors. And it starts with not understanding shit, but trusting that I'm going to lead you where you need to go. But you had the opportunity, young man, and you blew it. You had the opportunity, brother. You just blew it. I'm not mad at you. What you're doing is, I'm not mad at you. I'm not disappointed in you or anything like that. I want you to understand that, okay? But what I'm saying, what I'm saying to you, young man, hold on, let me show you. I got you, Jay. I can't show all the nude photos. What I'm saying is, do you not see the audios that I always show you, or the receipts I show you from the women that happen for the guys that follow me, that this is the life that you live, where the women are asking you what time you get off work, can you come over? I want you to come over. You're turning me on through the voice message. Nobody shows you how to use voice message videos and the way I do it. I'm showing you receipts of that. And all you got to do to begin all this is to get a puzzle piece, 100 pieces. And yet you didn't want to do it, man. And then you call me and ask me, well, I have this problem. I want to do it, but I can't do it. I don't understand. You can't, because this is the problem. See this stuff? I want you to see all y'all watching live. Look at this shit. I have to be clear with you. I'm not in a relationship right now. I'm a single mother, just one kid, looking for someone to have fun with. All right. See, have some fun with. Okay. I want someone to satisfy me, turning me on. Let me keep going. Hold on, y'all. Let me see. This is a different one right here. Different woman. A different woman. Hold on. He's a different. There was one woman. Let me show you another one right here. Don't gas me up. I would that your voice, dude. All right. So let me see. You got me smiling. Lord, stop it now. I'm showing you how to win, and y'all ain't trying to win. I'm showing you that what I'm teaching you. Matter of fact, next Sunday, do you know how many men next Sunday are going to fuck women up on Easter? Caller? Let me check the colors. Yep. Caller, do you know how many men are going to fuck women up on Easter?
How many?
You want to know why they're going to fuck women up on Easter? Why do you think they're going to fuck women up on Easter?
Because they started the game? Because they got their puzzle pieces?
No, it's not even the puzzle pieces. Because I did something that nobody's doing on YouTube. I'm showing you how to use Easter to fuck her head up so much that even if you break up with her after Easter, you're going to get a call next year, either the Sunday, Saturday, or Monday on Easter. Because no man that she's going to be with after you is going to do the shit that I'm showing you. Nobody. Nobody. No. Hey, listen. Nobody. That means for those that do the Easter game next Sunday, guess what? They have already locked that motherfucker in for the rest of their lives, because no matter what God comes along, they'll never do the thing that we have done. We set the standard, but that's what game is about. But you can't have game if you don't want to work and you want to do things, brother. Okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Well, I call. Let me go ahead and grab these other calls, man. All right, I'll holler back. Good luck to you, okay? Take care, man.
Yep.
All right, 100. Good call, though. Good call. I don't read this thing. Questions. Okay, question is, you know nothing of me. When you can talk polite, we can talk. Wait a second. Listen. I think I have to start creating this. All right, look, dog. I want you to I want you to see this right here. You're on it. I never teach you to say anything rude or disrespectful to women. So I don't even know why you're coming with me with this stupid bitch-ass shit. I don't know why you're talking to me about shit that has nothing to do with this teaching. I've never told you anything that you would say to a woman where a woman says this to you. So you need to go and listen to whoever the fuck you listen to, but don't you ever ask me a question again in this room. You ask me one more question, I am banning you from this room. You are on the list, and fuck you. And let me tell you why, gentlemen. For all you guys, listen, let me tell you why I'm saying it is this bitch. Gentlemen, everything that I say to you, I never tell you to disrespect a woman. I never tell you to yell at a woman. I never tell you to say nasty shit to a woman when you first meet her, nor say nasty shit when you're talking to her, because there are values, ethics, codes, and judgments that she has. This dumb motherfucker that you see right here, this dumbass, he don't listen. He ain't a student of mine. So don't you ever come in this room. Listen, from this point on, see, guys, and y'all wonder what I mean. You want to know what I mean? Because I find it truly disrespectful. And I find it like you're spitting in my face. I have never said to any guy listening to this thing to be and say something to a woman that she says something like this. So whatever the fuck you said, I didn't teach you that shit. And let me tell your fucking ass again. Don't you say shit in this room again, ever. I don't even want to see your fucking ass in this room. Because if I see you, you're gone. See that, gentlemen? I'm showing y'all game. He's gone. Gone. We don't talk to women. Gentlemen, when I say send me a text message, a woman should never say this to you because you're never disrespectful. You're never disrespectful to her. Because what you're saying to her, what you're saying to her is knowing that she has judgments, morals, she has a belief system, and she doesn't trust us. A woman will never say anything like this the way I teach you. So what I'm saying to this motherfucker right here, don't you say shit. I'm telling you right now, I promise you. Please do it again. Or just block me now, because you don't need to be in here. This is not for you. And this is why I always tell you guys, it's very important for all you guys that are here listening. I don't teach you how to talk crazy to women. I don't teach you to be disrespectful. See, I don't even teach you to talk nasty to them like that, because you don't know them well enough to say that. And the fact that a woman, guys, look at this. I want y'all to see this shit. Look at this. Why would a woman say this to somebody? Not one of my students. Why would a woman say this? Because you know what he did? He either talked about fucking. He either talked about coming over to her place and getting sucking his dick or something. He said he had to say something derogatory, gentlemen. And if you want to speak derogatory toward the women, this is not the place. We don't speak derogatory to women like this. So a woman should never say this to you. And if they do, you're in the wrong place. And that's why I said what I said, guys, okay? That's what I said till I said. It's sad. I don't want any woman to feel uneasy when she's with you, like her life is in danger. Not to say it will be, but I'm saying, The way you talk to women is men don't talk to women this way. Thank you, Tyler. Shout out to the 134 likes out there. I appreciate you guys, okay? Oh, no, he said something. No, he said something. And then the worst part about it, he wants me to clean up this shit? He better not say nothing. He better just sit his ass down or either you better change your name or something, man. Do it, man. It just blows me away. But let's get back to the show. Let's get back to the show. Guys, you got a question. I got you covered. The lines are going to be down. So I'll take any questions y'all got. Any questions y'all got. Lines are down. I'm going to shut the lines down. Shut the lines down.